Hello, friends and students of Allendale High School. This is Mr. Haddon and Mr. Remat. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
Very good. We have three students from Science Olympiad here today. We have Carrie Lammers. Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. And we have Austin Beckering. Austin, welcome.
Welcome.
And we have your brother, Zach. Zach Beckering, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Good. We're here to talk to you about our Science Olympiad program. So, Carrie, why don't you start? Tell us how you got involved in Science Olympiad. Your advisor is Mr. Brethauer, our chemistry teacher here at the high school. And tell us a little bit. You're a sophomore now here at Allendale High School. So how'd you get involved?
Well, in eighth grade, when my brother was in eighth grade, he did Science Olympiad, and I heard it was a lot of fun. And when I was in eighth grade, I was torn between Science Olympiad and drama, and I decided to try something new. And I had a blast, so I've been doing Science Olympiad ever since.
Awesome.
Austin, what are some of the benefits to being on the Science Olympiad team?
It teaches me work ethic, and it gives me a bunch of skills. Like, all the stuff I'm learning in all my events, I can apply to my high school classes.
Talk about, Zach, some of the events that you perform on at a competition in Science Olympiad.
Most of my events are building events, where I come in with, like, a bridge or a tower or a plane, and I test it and see how much weight it holds or how long it stays in the air.
Very cool.
Tell us some of the social aspects of being on Science O. What do you guys do for fun? I know obviously it's a lot of work, but what are some of the things you guys do as a team to have some fun with each other?
We sometimes on our extended practices, everybody will bring Nerf guns, and we will have Nerf wars or ball tag.
All right.
What's the time commitment, guys, to joining Science O?
A standard practice lasts for an hour and a half, but if you're in a building event, you meet on Saturdays, and it can go for sometimes up to 4 hours.
An hour and a half. I tend to see you guys here till 5-6 o'clock at night every night.
Well, we have a job on top of Science Olympiad, As soon as we're out of practice, we go to work.
Awesome. I'm actually glad you bring that up, because I think a lot of kids sometimes think, well, I'd like to do Science O, or I'd like to do this club or join that club, but I can't because I have a job. So it is possible. Is it possible, or how possible is it to be involved and still have a job and do other things?
It is very possible. I mean, sure, I'm here late every day, but it teaches me work ethic and commitment towards the things that I want to do in high school.
Excellent. We always talk about excellence being the standard here at Allendale in everything we do, and Science O has certainly carried that torch since you guys have been here. Tell us about some of your accomplishments as a team, especially the Beckering boys. Carrie, you're a little new to it, but like some of the team accomplishments you guys have experienced since you've been in the program.
First 2 years in Science Olympiad, freshman and sophomore year, the team made it to state, and the first year I was in it, I placed first at state with my partner, Alex Miller.
The past couple years, yeah, I did really good. I got 2 medals, and Zach got 2 medals.
Now, we have some alumni who come back and help. Would you guys, if you're able, would you ever be willing to come back and help the Science O team? Or I know, Zach, you're going into the Marines, so that's going to be difficult for you. But Austin, how about you? Would that be something? I don't know if you're going to be around. Would you like to help?
Definitely. I'm thinking about coming back and coaching experimental design and helping with the competitions and hopefully running the event.
Awesome.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for coming in. Best of luck tomorrow and the rest of the season. You have a home competition February
22nd. Right?
Okay, well, we'll be sure to get there for that. Thanks a lot.
We appreciate your guys' commitment to excellence and commitment to Science Olympiad. Thanks a lot, guys and gals.
Thank you.
Have a great day.